Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A war veteran fired on a crowd at the airport in the U.S. city of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, leaving five dead, numerous others wounded. Rick Scott is Florida's governor.
My heart goes out to every family impacted. The families that lost their loved ones and the family and the individuals that have loved ones still in a hospital fighting for their life. You can't imagine how this could happen to any family anywhere in the world. But clearly, we don't ever want this to happen in our great state.
U.S. military says the alleged shooter, 26-year-old Esteban Santiago, served from 2007 to 2016 in the Puerto Rico National Guard and Alaska National Guard, including a deployment to Iraq from 2010 to 2016. Some reports indicate he might have had mental health issues. Scott Israel is the local sheriff.
The subject is being interviewed by a team of FBI agents and Broward Sheriff's Office homicide detectives. There's been incredible cohesiveness and cooperation between the Broward Sheriff's Office, the FBI, FDLE, and all the local law enforcement entities.
So far, there is no known motive for the shooting. However, FBI Special Agent George Pirro told reporters they are following all investigative leads. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump, who has dismissed the idea that Russia hacked into the recent presidential election process, received a full briefing on Friday from top intelligence officials. Mr. Trump later released a statement calling the meeting constructive, and he said he respects the work of the intelligence agencies. However, he did not endorse their findings regarding alleged Russian hacking. This is VOA News. Members of the U.S. Congress have officially verified Donald Trump's election as the 45th U.S. president. Vice President Joe Biden made the formal announcement declaring Mr. Trump the winner after the count was complete.
This announcement of the state of the vote by the President of the Senate shall be deemed sufficient declaration of the persons elected President and Vice President of the United States, each for a term beginning on the 20th day of January 2017, and shall be entered together with the list of the votes on the Journal of the Senate and the House of Representatives.
The final electoral count was 304 votes for Trump, 227 for Democrat Hillary Clinton. Seven electors registered protest votes for other candidates. Polling ahead of France's presidential elections is out there, and candidate Marine Le Pen has sketched out a series of policy priorities. That story now from Lisa Bryant in Paris.
In a far-reaching interview with Anglophone reporters that touched on radical Islam, the European Union, and the Middle East, far-right leader Marine Le Pen says what's best for France and for the French people will shape her policies if she's elected president. That includes closer ties with Francophone Africa.
Coopération internationale.
Le Pen says she wants to invest in Africa's development, not just for humanitarian reasons, but to stem potentially massive migration flows expected as the continent's population doubles by 2050. The 48-year-old National Front Party leader is polling strongly ahead of the first round of presidential elections in April. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Foreign and defense ministers from France and Japan held a meeting in Paris, the third session of the so-called French-Japanese political and military dialogue. Among other subjects they discussed, well, there was a significant amount of time spent on North Korea.
Bien sûr, nous abordons la question de la Corée du Nord.
The French Foreign Minister Jean-Marc Ayrault said France will continue its efforts to encourage North Korea to renounce its nuclear program. The bilateral dialogue between France and Japan, which began in 2013, was focused on promoting Japanese tourism in France as well. Soldiers in Ivory Coast launching mutinies in three cities, hoping for higher pay. It is said they are demanding a salary increase, bonuses, and reduction of time necessary to achieve higher pay grades. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.